Well, the deadline is fast approaching for signing up for CFAP 2. In fact, it's this Friday. Here to tell us more about it, Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And I guess it's about time for us. If we haven't signed up yet, Commissioner, we better get on the stick.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I think just one last reminder, because I'd hate for someone to call us next week and ask about it. And so, But it's been relatively successful for South Carolina, with over $41 billion having gone out. And as we know, this is CFAP round two, and is similar to round one. So anybody that was participating there, they should understand some of the basics. But it has added quite a number of commodities that were not included before, maybe in the fruit and vegetable space category. So that's what we really want to remind people of. Some of the limitations are probably similar, but you know, if there's someone out there that could max out at the $250,000 limitation, that would be really something. So that's the limitation, again, separate from round one of CFAP. Just want to remind folks that the information is out there. Of course, we'll have it on our website, but you know, at the USDA, it's fsa.usda.gov. Yeah, I'm sure you put that up for the farmers to see it. But
yes, indeed.
Really just want to give folks one more chance to get it in there if they qualify.
And I think we should point out, too, if folks did sign up for CFAP 1, this is entirely different. They need to apply again for this one.
That is correct. Again, totally separate, expanded some of the commodities, made it in some respects a little simpler. But as far as what I can tell, this is the last corona-related assistance coming to agriculture, unless they pass something else next year. So this may be the last opportunity for our farmers to make use of some of these resources coming from Washington.
And if folks do need some one-on-one assistance, is there a phone number that they could call?
Yeah, that's what I'll say about USDA. They have made an effort to be customer-friendly, and in this case, the farmers, but there is, and it's 877-508-8364, and a USDA person will come on and do their best to answer all the questions and point people in the right direction. You know, one thing we didn't mention is that USDA created a pretty nice website as well, and it's a long one, so make sure you put it up on your website.
I will do so.
farmers.gov/CFAP/FAQ. So they can go directly to that and probably get most of their questions answered.
I think so. Again, that deadline is this Friday, so if you've not applied yet, make sure that you do so right away. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. CFAP 2 deadline, that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.